Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Over the last short while, we have seen a concerted and tremendous, tremendous amount of attacks on the judiciary by South African politicians. What does this mean for our democracy and what does it mean for our constitution? Joining us on the line is Commissioner Chris Nielsen, the Commissioner at the South African Human Rights Commission. A very, very good morning and thanks for taking the time to speak to us. How are you this morning?
Hello, good morning.
We're all good on this side after really a crazy weekend of news and our hearts, of course, with everybody dealing with the fires in Cape Town, with the fires in here in Gauteng, in Johannesburg, so it's really been a very, very rough weekend. But it's also been rough. It also has been rough for the last couple of months, and we've seen this increase of comments, attacks on the judiciary, starting with none other than Jacob Zuma himself. But now there seems to be a lot more support for this type of language, and of course, this is a major, major concern. Give us your perspective on this.
Well, the Commission debated this, and without mentioning names of any particular person, the Commission has debated this and have issued a statement, you know, asking people to refrain from attacking the judiciary. We know that the judiciary judges are made of human beings and can also are also capable of making mistakes. Secondly, we've also asked that they respect the integrity of the Zondo Commission, because the Zondo Commission is indeed busy with a massive task, which in the end will, if successful, will help us to speed up delivery, because the service delivery in terms of socioeconomic rights of the people, because it will be a deterrent to corruption, which has been largely the key driver in the lack of service delivery in this country. So we're very concerned, and we have expressed our condemnation of any on attacks on the judiciary, and we've also expressed our sincere appeal to people to refrain from doing so, because it is a constitutional attack in the end, and we need to respect the constitution. And everybody must go and defend themselves at the either in the court of law and in the at the Zondo Commission.
And of course, there is a system. So if you want to challenge a ruling, there is a legal system, and you need to function within that system that has been created. It can't be that the system is only problematic when something isn't going your way. Whereas I hear the reason for not naming and shaming and calling out specific names, doesn't this to some extent water down what you're saying? If a person stands up and he's a well-known politician and openly attacks the judiciary, which is critical for the functioning of a democracy, shouldn't the response be equal to that statement?
Of course, the Commission must act without fear or favor, and it's a Chapter 9 institution reporting to Parliament. We need to do that. But we also understand the political sensitivities in the country at the moment. And I think what is of concern for the Commission is not to be drawn into a political discussion, political debate, for people then to respond to us and say, what about this, what about that? So we are saying to all South Africans, yes, and indeed, if you are dissatisfied with the behavior and the outcome of a certain judicial process or court process, there is a right to appeal. There's a different right to appeal, different levels of appeal for reviews to take place, etc. But it's, of course, for us of great concern, because in the end, we do not want to be drawn into a particular and be accused that we are standing on this platform with this. And we need to maintain that independence and say we are calling upon every South African citizen that's involved in a judicial process at this moment to respect those processes, because if we do this at this level, if people disrespect at this level, how much more will be at the lower level in the different courts, and will open up a quagmire of people from, particularly in the criminal courts as well.
Yeah, there's no doubt, because you will always be accused of siding with one party if it doesn't go your way. And I think what you're saying really is the message is you're on neither A nor B side, but actually on the side of the constitution and of democracy in South Africa, and on therefore on the side of the judiciary.
Indeed, I mean, you know, I mean, I have experienced personal attacks where people will say you're siding with this one, you're siding with people. People don't listen. They don't know, like, your message.
Yeah. Right?
And the message in terms of protecting the constitution, in terms of protecting the vulnerable, in protecting the poor, in protecting the most vulnerable in our society. And people think that they can walk over those people, and then when you do engage them, they think it's personal, and then start attacking you and making all sorts of noises about our independence and so on. I think what I want to add is that, you know, when I was interviewed for this position at Parliament Portfolio Committee, I said, yes, we need to be independent, but we cannot be independent from the truth.
Absolutely. And it does put you in a very difficult position, but that just indicates just how important this position is. So just keep doing what you're doing, and let's hope that sensibility will be the order of the day. Chris Nissen, Commissioner at the South African Human Rights Commission, chatting to us this morning.